With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They may be heading home soon. Three Americans imprisoned in Russia will reportedly be set free in a complex prisoner swap between Washington and Moscow.
The Americans considered by the U.S. to be wrongfully detained in Russia include Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan, a corporate security executive from Michigan. Both had been convicted of espionage charges that the U.S. government considered baseless. Speculation had mounted for weeks that a swap was near because of a confluence of unusual developments, including a quick trial and conviction for Gershkovich that Washington regarded as a sham.
Correspondent Jeremy House says Russian-American radio journalist Alsu Karmasheva is also expected to be released soon. There are still many questions to be answered, including where the exchange will take place, when it will happen, and what's in it for Russia. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump's running mate on a campaign swing in the Southwest is unloading on the presumptive Democrat standard bearer.
And Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance plans to spend another day of campaigning in Arizona, where he's scheduled to visit Montezuma Pass near the Mexico border. Wednesday in Glendale, Arizona, Vance accused Democratic presidential candidate and current Vice President Kamala Harris of being fake.
Kamala Harris is a phony who caters to whatever audience is in front of her. I don't know if you saw this, but earlier this week, look up the clip. She went down to Georgia, and started talking with a fake Southern accent.
I'm Donna Water.
The Israeli military says it has confirmed the death of the head of Hamas's military wing, killed in an airstrike in Gaza last month. This comes a day after the assassination of Hamas's political chief, that in an airstrike in Iran. Wall Street, the Dow down 300 points. This is SRN News. The word abortion will be missing on a ballot in New York this fall.
It's notable because the proposed amendment to New York's Constitution is intended to protect abortion rights. The reason the word abortion might not even appear on the ballot is due in part to disagreements about what the so-called Equal Rights Amendment would actually do if passed. The state's Board of Elections decided that rather than try and interpret the amendment, they would simply repeat its somewhat unclear language in material given to voters. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
One of the youngest Nazarene churches in the world is located in Luxembourg. It's seen encouraging growth in recent years. It was founded in 2017 with Sunday services held in an apartment. Today, worship services are held in multiple languages. The congregation engages in various activities with Christians from different countries. The goal was to share the gospel in a country where people live comfortable lives. God's presence can easily be forgotten. SRN News. Before you make that sandwich,
the popular deli meat company Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat products as an investigation into a deadly listeria outbreak continues. The new recall includes 71 products made between May 10th and July 29th at the company's Jarrett, Virginia plant. It follows an earlier recall of more than 200,000 pounds of sliced deli poultry and meat. The new items include meat intended to be sliced at delis, as well as some packaged meat and poultry products. Two people have died and nearly three dozen have been sickened in 13 states. Keith Peters reporting.
Tropical storm Carlotta has formed in the eastern Pacific. It's moving away from Mexico, though. Swells generated by the storm expected to affect the coasts of west central mainland Mexico and the southern Baja California Peninsula starting today. More details at SRNNews.com.